This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Stuff at home. Right on. We good to go, Ted? We rolling?
I'm rolling.
All right, in 3, 2, 1. Joining us now on 105.3, the fan number 13 in his fourth season with these Cowboys, the great Michael Gallup. And a good afternoon, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's great to see you out here. It's great to be back out here. Now, let me ask you this. Is this just another camp for you now that you're very much a veteran with success in the NFL? Or do you feel the pressure of this being the final year of your rookie deal?
I wouldn't say it's pressure. I feel like, the pressure comes from me trying to teach the younger guys because, you know, that's not normally my role. But, got to step up, got to tell them, what they need to know, and obviously hand out some advice.
How do you like transitioning into that role? How's it feel?
Oh, I think it's great. You observe a lot. You see more things. You're not just out here, constantly trying to make the plays, to know that you got to make the roster and stuff. Like, you're pretty much locked in. But now you get to observe a little bit and try to help the young Bulls.
Now, did you do that on your own, or did the coaches ask you to do that?
Nah, I mean, that came in, me coming as a rookie. I watched everybody else who was older than me. Bees, Coop, Alan Hearn. So, me being in the position I'm in, so I feel like I got to do it now.
Do you yell at Amari for not being out here yet and tell him you're getting tired?
I asked him earlier when he was coming out here, I know he liked cooking
DBs.
What'd
he say?
He said, it's day to day.
Okay.
Day to day, that's what he told me.
What is the we've had one pizza party. I still owe one pizza party for you. But we have to set up the third one. Mm-hmm. What yardage total in a 17-game season do you think we should set for a pizza party?
I mean, I'm pushing like 1,200.
12?
I'm pushing 1,200.
Okay, that's a lot of – I'm fine with that because that's a big number. It's a lot of pressure on you.
That's a lot of pressure on me.
Okay. That's you can handle 12?
I can handle it.
I love it.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. I mean, that ball you track down there at the end, I mean, you keep catching those deep balls like you do. I saw the look. Were you mad at yourself for maybe losing a little bit, or were you mad that they didn't get it far enough out to you?
I wanted it just a little bit more.
Because you had to kind of hesitate a little bit, though.
Yep.
That's something when you're tracking those balls, though, talk about that. You look back. What is there some point or something that you're just your eyes go to immediately when you're looking at, or you know where that flight of that ball is going to be?
That's instincts. You know where it's supposed to come down at. But yeah, I wanted it a little bit further, so it was just more like a frustration on my part, though. You know what I'm saying?
You're running. I mean, you're out running the ball.
Yeah, you don't want to slow down.
You don't want to slow down. That's what I'm saying. You want to kill the momentum, right?
Mm-hmm. Was that Dak's fault?
I think it was Dak's fault because he ran a great route. He ran a great route. The eyes got back, So I blame it on the guy making all the money, myself.
Now, I see it's a lot of fun watching, Ranger games, and we'll see. And they'll say, oh, and Dak Prescott's here. And I'm like, well, and that's Michael Gallup right next to him having a great time.
Yep.
Does the off-field relationship with the quarterback, does that translate in any way to on the field? Or is it just, hey, he's my friend, he's great to hang out with?
I think it's a little bit of both. So when we go out and hang out and stuff like that, when you get back on the field, it's just like, I've hung out with this dude outside of football. I do whatever I need to do to help him on the field and off the field. So I think it's a little bit of both right there.
Does that help as a human where if you get underthrown or overthrown or something like that? Because I would imagine if the quarterback was here before you, at first you just kind of put your head down and go back to the huddle and get ready. Do you feel like you can talk trash to Dak now?
Oh, I mean, I definitely can if I want to, but I don't want to, cause any bad, mojo or anything like that. But I definitely won't. But I could if I wanted to.
It's Michael Gallup here with you on the fan. What were the things you worked on in the off season?
In the off season, just being consistent in everything. Really, just trying to figure out where my role is, on the team and stuff like that. Where do I need to work at more, position-wise? Not just playing at one position. I want to play, multiple positions so I can be, versatile and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
you keep running them slants and them drags like you do. You're going to be just fine, man, catching that ball, big body going across the middle. I want to ask you, though, walk everybody through because, as a former scout, I used to watch the DBs and the receivers. talk about how difficult it is to go through a training camp, because you guys don't stop running. I mean, it's like everybody else kind of catches themselves, but you guys are constantly going. And, you know, you have to fight through soreness and all that. Is that the toughest thing for, like, young players to have to deal with and fight through that wall and be able to make these teams?
I would definitely say so. Coming in my rookie year, I was on all the special teams. Then you got to go, you know, with the ones and twos.
Right.
So you're not really coming off the field. And that goes all the way up to the mental stage. If you don't have the good or the right mentals, then, you know, your body's just going to fail. And obviously you got to do what you're supposed to do off the field, you know, recovery and stuff. But I think it's really biggest, you know, mentally, because a lot of young bulls, they'll come in here and be like, you know, I can run all day. But it's like when you start messing up plays and stuff like that, it, you know, it kills you right there.
Okay, like the way the practices are now, do you like it this way where you can recover, or are you a guy that likes to go the rhythm of the practice and like day to day to day, maybe put three practices in a row and then have an off day? Or with the way they're kind of structured now, is that a little bit different? How do you like it? Where you like to get into that rhythm, or do you like the break with the practices?
I like the break. I think everybody needs that regen day.
Sure.
You know, to let your mind loose, stretch it out, you know, make sure you can get a full day of recovery, stuff like that. I think it's great. Going and going and going, that's, you know, if
that's
you got to do it, you got to do it. But right. That's definitely tough for me.
The break after the first day, though?
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now. We still had to run a conditioning test too now.
Okay. All right. I get it. I was young once too, and it felt like, man, day after day after day, it'd be all right.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not even approaching 30 yet, are you?
No.
You're still a young man. I think you got plenty. Now, what do you like to do in your off days out here in California?
Shoot, my off days, I sleep all day. I ain't gonna tell you no lie. I'll probably turn on some Netflix, but I normally just sleep all day, hang out.
What on Netflix?
Right now, I think I'm watching The 100. I don't know if you've seen it.
What
it's
kind
of old. It's about Earth. Earth had something going on. It was like radiation or something. So everybody had to leave Earth. They're up in space or whatever. They've been up in space for like 100 years.
What are we doing?
They send like 100 teenagers back down to Earth.
Okay. You know, you watch what you watch.
Yeah.
So we talked about a little bit. Like, I think you guys only have 12 practices out here. Uh-huh. So you guys, as a players association, you have a great CBA. You guys are really good at limiting how much you're allowed to practice. But I see a lot in Dak's backyard. Like, how much time did you guys spend out there in the offseason? It seems like a great chance for a competitive advantage. Yep. If other guys aren't practicing and you're at Dak's house playing football, that seems like an advantage.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we use it to our advantage. I think we were out there at least, you know, two times a week because, you know, Dak was doing anything and everything he needed to do to get back right to where he's 100% out here. So we made sure he got that done. But he had us out there at least two times a week.
What can you tell us about the new corners?
New corners, I mean, they're all tall, long, and lanky, which, you know, for me, it really don't matter, but, you know, I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
you can push them around a little bit?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they ain't really too big on the weight room yet, I don't think.
Are they ready to go in the NFL, though?
Oh, yeah. They'll definitely be ready to go.
Now, how much stronger are you than when you first came into the league? Can you quantify it in any way?
I'm way stronger. Way stronger.
What's your bench, Michael?
Bench? You know, they don't really tell us to, you know, push like, you know, 275, 280, nothing like that.
But you could put up three if you wanted to.
If I really wanted to, I could do it.
Rapid fire. Hold on, let me get my rapid fire. How fast could you run a 40 in flip-flops?
I'm definitely still running a 4.5.
You think so?
Yep.
Well, you're going to blow out the flip-flops.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Bar soap or body wash?
I use bar soap.
Go-to order at Whataburger?
Oh, that honey barbecue chicken.
Oh.
The honey butter chicken biscuit?
Not the biscuit, the chicken sandwich.
Okay.
Like Texas toast.
Favorite song at the moment?
Bigger picture, Lil Baby.
What? Who's the most annoying cornerback to go against?
Definitely J. Lou.
Which? Why?
It's been like that since rookie year. J. Lou, the only one who's really
always talking to you, right?
He's the only one.
Always talking.
I think that's the end of my rapid fire.
Michael, thank you so much for some of your time here on the Fan. Best of luck the rest of the time in Oxnard. We hope to do it again next year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
1,200 yards, see you at the pizza party.
Yes, sir.
There he is. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.